Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, December 28th, Feast of the Holy Innocents, Martyrs. The Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. Commentary by Father Joan Pere Pulido from Molins de Rey, Spain. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Innocents, Martyrs. Embedded within the Christmas celebrations, we cannot ignore the message the liturgy wants to convey to us, clarifying two main points regarding the good news of the birth of Jesus. In the first place, Saint Joseph's predisposition in God's design for our salvation by accepting God's will. And secondly, the evil, the injustice we often find in our life, determined in this case by the martyrdom of those innocent infants. All this requires a personal and social attitude and response. Saint Joseph offers us a very clear and responsive testimony to God's call. We can, thus, identify ourselves with him when we are to take decisions from our own faith in difficult moments of our life. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Our faith in God entails our own life. It wakes us up, that is, makes us fully alert to those things happening around us, because, quite often, it is where God speaks to us. Making us take the child and his mother, God becomes closer, our travel companion, and it strengthens our faith, hope, and charity. And making us leave at night for Egypt, he invites us to not be afraid of our own life, which, more often than not, is full of shadows too difficult to illuminate. Today, those infant martyrs also have specific names of other infants, youngsters, old people, immigrants, ailing persons, requesting the response of our charity. Saint John Paul II told us, "In our own time, there are so many needs which demand a compassionate response from Christians. Now is the time for a new creativity in charity, not only by ensuring that help is effective, but also by getting close to those who suffer." Let us hope that the clear and strong new light from God, infant, fills up our lives and reaffirms our faith, our hope, and our charity.